Masechta Shavuos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah is discussed over here the different times, the Zman of beer, the time when one is obligated to do beer, take out the different species of produce from his house at the end of the Shemitah year. Hamalakit Asavim Lachim, someone who gathers fresh, moist grasses that he wants to eat. So how long can he keep them in his house, and when does he have to do beer? Ad sheyivash hamasik, until the moisture in the ground dries up. Once the moisture in the ground from the rains has dried up, at that point you can assume that the other grasses and the moist grasses in the field have dried up and are no longer, there's no longer moist grass in the field, and he has to do beer, remove what's in his house. Hamagabi bayavish, but if someone gathered dry grasses, and dry grasses can be found in the field much longer, then Achaterid Raviashnia, he has until the second rainfall of the eighth year. At that point in time, the dry grasses become unfit for animals to be eaten, and they're not available anymore in the fields. So until that time, he can keep it in his house. And the Tana of this Mishnah, the first Tana of the Mishnah, differentiates between moist grasses and dry grasses, that they're considered two different species regarding the Zman beer. Ale kanim v'ale gefanim, the leaves of reeds and the leaves of grapevines that he picked to bring into his house to eat, he has to keep them in his house ad sheyishru me avihem, until the leaves outside fall off of their branches, and at that point in time they're unfit for animals. The animals eat them off the tree. Once they fall down, they're not eaten. There's no longer leaves outside on the trees for the animals to be eaten. Then he's required to do beer. But if he gathered dried leaves, then again, it's until the second rainfall in the eighth year that he has to do the beer. Rabbi Kiva disagrees, and he says, Bakulan, in all these cases, whether it's the moist or the dry ones, it's always Achaterid Raviashnia. It goes until the second rainfall in the eighth year, and this is because, according to Rabbi Kiva, the dry grasses or leaves and the moist ones are all considered the same species, and therefore, as long as the latest one is out in the field, which is the dry one, until the second rain in the eighth year, he's allowed to keep even the moist ones in his house. Mishnah Zion. Kiyetzavai, similarly, we find a similar halacha regarding the time deadline of the second rainfall in the eighth year. We find that similar deadline of the second rainfall of the winter season. Kiyetzavai, we find similarly, Hamaskir Bayis L'Chaveri, someone who rents a house to his friend, and they stipulate Ad HaGashamim, that the rental is until the rains come. So the Mishnah says that when is that time? Until the rains come, it's Achaterid Raviashnia, until the second rainfall of the season, because rains are plural, and so not the first rain, but the second rainfall of the season, that's when the rental will be up. Another case, that has nothing to do with Shemitah, it's just another time where we find a deadline of the second rainfall. Another case, Hamudar Anami Chaveri, someone who makes a neder that I won't derive any benefit from Chaveri, from my friend so-and-so, Ad HaKashamim, until the rains come. And at that point in time, the neder will be over, and I'll be able to get benefit from it. So when is that deadline? The rains? Ad Chaterid Raviashnia, until the second rain of the season comes down. The Mishnah brings another halacha. Ad Emesai Aniyim Nechnasim LaPardesis, until when can the poor people come into the orchards? And this is the poor people coming in to gather the leket shechapea, the different things that were distributed to the poor people. So these things, the poor people can enter ad shetered revishnia, again, until the same deadline, until the second rainfall of the next year's crop. And that's because at that point in time, the new crop starts sprouting up. And if people are walking on the ground, it will be harmful for the new sprouts. So until that point in time, the poor people are allowed into the field. The Mishnah now says another halacha, Me'emasai Nenin V'sarvin B'tevin U'Bakash Shal Shvius. At one point in time, can someone benefit and burn the straw and stubble from the Shemitah year? The straw and stubble that grew during the Shemitah year, since it was fit for animals to eat, so it did have a Kedusha Shvius, it got sanctity from Shvius, And at what point in time would a person be able to use it for non-Shemitah uses, such as burning it? Something that was produced from Shvius that had Kedusha Shvius, one's not allowed to destroy it by burning it. You're using it as fuel. At what point in time do these things lose their Kedusha? So the Mishnah says, Mishatir Revi'a Shniyah. At the second rainfall in the eighth year, that's the Zman of Beer, when the dry stuff outside gets ruined and it's no longer fit for animals to eat. And at that time, the Rav explains here, even what was in his house that he did beer on, that he sent outside, it loses the Kedusha Shvius, and at that point in time, it's regular mundane straw that can be used as fuel. It doesn't have the same sanctity anymore.